Halloween!
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome. crowds of people here.
Thousands of them. Welcome to Quirky and Chenille episode. What are we up to? Episode 4 now.
Oh, you're, or you're the numbers.
There was a pilot, and there then was there pilot. Was two or three.
And then
others.
There was.
Anyway, welcome back. Thanks for listening to us again.
Yes.
Tonight, today, this month, we're going to talk about Halloween. Halloween songs, which is why we're wearing bat ears as we speak.
Yep.
Which is
the whole time. Neil is not taking them off at all. The entire time he's wearing bat ears, even when he needs to use their phone.
I can't see that.
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we have our top 10 Halloween songs to talk about. Well, 10 plus an honourable mention.
Yeah, for sure.
Which you can...
Oh, can I?
Shall we get straight into the honourable mention?
Sure, let's do it. So, most people would know Sweet Dreams are made of this. It's actually probably just called Sweet Dreams, but, you know, let's add a little bit more for colour. Okay. Most people would know that as a Eurythmics song. Yeah?
Yes.
Pretty damn good Eurythmics songs.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
But then you add a little bit of Marilyn Manson and super creepy. It's like really creepy.
It's like a full solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, whichever one is. Where the sun's completely created. And it's just covered in this darkness.
Yeah.
Darkness.
It kind of creeps me out.
So it was super creepy, which is why I said we should put it in for Halloween. Even though it's not really a Halloween song. But we might talk about that when we do a covers chat.
Yeah,
one
we
day.
Might. Yeah, under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah, it is really creepy though, so it kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Which is good for a Halloween song.
Yeah, that's what you want from
it. So we do have our top 10. There's a couple of cheesy ones in there too that we'll put
in.
And at number 10, speaking of cheesy, I don't think you can have a Halloween list without having the Monster Mash.
No,
really.
You need a monster and you need some mashing of that monster in there.
Especially, you know, kids in the US, you know, you grow up with those kinds of
listen to you. Kids in the US.
Kids in the US.
You're so old.
Kids everywhere. I am old. All right, children everywhere who first get exposed to Halloween hear little crazy old songs like this.
Yeah, good-o.
It is super cheesy, and we were talking about the spooky boys.
Yes.
Everything is sung and said like these.
And he really enunciates.
He does. He enunciates everywhere.
Quite deliberately.
Yeah.
So good, that was good for him.
That was our number 10. I think no playlist is complete without it. So there it is.
And I think that maybe if he does speaky voice, he has to enunciate really clearly. Like when I try and speak German, I have to yell.
Yes. So, yeah. Well, the German is made for yelling.
It is made for yelling. Made for yelling.
If any language was made for yelling, maybe Russian as well, but definitely
maybe.
German. Yes.
Alrighty, so number 9.
Number 9.
Definitely not in the category of, what did we call them before? They were kind of cheesy.
Yeah,
definitely
this is
not in
cheesy.
The category of cheesy.
This is sultry, sexy.
It's very sexy.
It is. Dusty Springfield.
Springfield.
We haven't even had that many lines. Dusty Springfield.
We've been very controlled today.
Dusty Springfield. Spooky. So it's, you know, in the cooler evening. It's basically about being a... spooky little being with a spooky little boy like you.
Yeah.
But it's
she
just
clicks in it. It's
but there's
awesome.
Something about her voice.
Yeah.
It's just really
sultry.
It is. It's just full of salty goodness.
Go Dusty. Is Dusty still alive? You would probably know
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, I should know that.
Ooh, caught you out.
No, I hate it when you do that.
I know and I love
edit
it.
Edit that bit out, Trevor.
Totally don't edit it out.
Fine.
Fine. Be that way.
Go. Number 8.
So this is, I have a weird, it's probably not that weird. Probably I'm sure other people do as well. No, actually it is weird.
Let's call it different.
Yeah, different. Okay. I have an obsession with 1980s bands that are a little bit obscure.
Especially when they're named after your favourite colour.
Yes, yay! Yellow is the band that we're talking about, so that's pretty obvious for anybody that knows me at all. And the song is called Angel No, which, you know, is basically saying, I won't be your angel, but I'll be your witch. Yeah.
And it is super duper 80s.
And it's super duper yellow, isn't
it? I mean, the only thing that needed to make it, if it could be any more 80s, you know, it could have a saxophone or something like that, but it doesn't.
It doesn't have a saxophone.
It has every other 80s thing you can imagine in there. Yellow, of course.
Very 80s.
Sprung to prominence in the 80s with the, in The Secret of My Success, the movie with Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
With the,
Yeah.
Boom, boom. So that's awesome. Kind of how I know Yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know all of Yellow.
I didn't even
their entire back catalog.
I didn't even realize they actually had more songs than that.
I think I've got all their albums even, so that's saying something.
What, they have more than one album?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I have them all.
I have learned
every single one of
today.
Them.
Okay.
Let's go to cheese.
Let's go back to the sprinkling of cheese that we put on our album tonight.
Sprinkling?
This one is Drax Back by Andy Foray.
Yeah, I've got right. potato farmer fingers today. I seriously do.
Amy. I'm thinking it's an Amy. This is actually when I read voiceovers. If there's a typo in there,
you just stop.
It stuffs me up because my head goes, oh my God, there's something wrong.
Wow.
So
stop! Andy, everybody, right now!
Yeah, right now.
There's a spelling mistake.
We have to do that again. We have to completely do it again because there's a spelling mistake in here. That's what's happening in my head.
Yeah,
my voice is trying to read it and be cool.
And be cool and catch. Like, I don't care. Spelling mistakes. Whatevs. I'm so cool down with that.
It's even worse when it's live, which is why it's important for me to read the script and make sure it all reads properly.
Yes, of course. Let's
but anyway,
make sure.
Drax Back, it's a cheesy, disco-fueled 1979. A song about Dracula going out to a nightclub and biting people.
Yeah.
Let's not look for depth here tonight.
Let's not, especially that song. Although some people really, really liked it when we saw it on YouTube with the comments.
Yeah. You can't unsee that comment.
No, I can't unsee the comment. Should I tell people about the comment or is it just too... Because then they'll hear it and then they can't unhear it.
Somebody's comment was that they like to pleasure themselves to this song.
Every day.
I think they were being a bit silly. But you never know.
There's no exclamation marks.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I think that they're being real.
Yeah.
Scary.
Where's
scary
the interrobang when you need it?
But you were saying that he replies back to...
I thought that was kind of cool.
It is way
like, if
cool.
you look on YouTube... people have gone, I love this song, apart from the very disturbing song, the very disturbing comment, which I don't think he touched, nor would you. But he actually was putting comments like, thanks, dude, you know, thanks, man, I'm glad you like my song, and, you know, I thought that was nice.
I think it is nice, too.
That's cute.
It's kind of a little bit cute.
Yeah.
So the next song, which you would probably know the number to, thanks, is he likes a formula.
I do like numbers.
Yeah, numbers are fun for Neil. So it is The Cult, which kind of is one of those band names that kind of gives to a Halloween-themed playlist anyway.
And it starts with The, which means you love it.
Of course I love it.
Because Christina loves any band starting with The. Not any
band. I don't know any, but that would be an interesting thing to test.
Let's get some bands starting with The.
And see if I like
them. Your birthday month in January, where you get to pick.
Ooh, maybe we do like a...
We were going to do the list.
The list,
but maybe I come up with a list of the bands
that I don't
that you
like.
Don't like.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
Ooh.
It could be really interesting. We'll add that. Make a note, Trev.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Trev.
Okay, so
Trev's our producer, in case you're wondering.
Yes. So the song is Spirit Walker, which is basically about dying and stuff. So it kind of fits with Halloween. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, take me away and...
But you were saying it's more what happens to you when you
die. And it felt very Native American to me in terms of the way that it's kind of written and the stuff that it talks about. But, I like The Cult.
Mm.
Really like The Cult. Love his hair, his beautiful hair. He's not the most attractive fellow in the hood, but his hair is just beautiful. And he still has really long hair now.
It's silky
today.
And manageable.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, let's get off his hair.
Okay. Number five, Lullaby by The Cure, who are obviously one of your favourites as well with The. But they are one of my very, very favourite bands. And this song is creepy. It's basically about Spider-Man and this spider coming to get you.
Yeah.
But the whole tone of it and even the voice that Robert Smith sings it in is slightly different to the way he sings others.
Yeah.
The chords, the way it's arranged.
Yeah.
And then
a bit of a gift, hey?
Even the string, they have a string section in it as well. It all works really well.
Ooh, it would.
It's just very creepy and very appropriate, I thought, for it. And also having seen The Cure recently when they were in Sydney, that someone else didn't see.
I was hoping you would just ignore that part, but thanks.
You're welcome.
And I can't believe that my brother was there. And, you know, there was a whole story behind that, which is, you know, it's okay, bro. I still love you. I understand the story. But I can't believe I didn't even just get it. I understand. You're so dropped. You're so no longer my brother.
Yeah.
Disowned. No, mm-hmm. That's completely untrue. I love you very, very much, and you know that.
Oh, it's nice.
I know. Yeah. So should we go for cheesy next?
Yeah, let's
go. We have to, because that was like a little bit soppy, wasn't it?
Yeah, so the next one is The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Got a gun.
Yeah.
Potato Farmer Fingers. Again.
Julie Brown, who I think this was the pinnacle of her career, really. But
yes.
It starts off in 50s doo-wop. And
yeah.
It really just takes the piss out of all of those teenage horror flicks. It
certainly does.
With, you know, high school homecoming queen. And it's sort of a bit of Valley Girl mixed in there as well. Clever words.
It is quite clever.
It's fun. And it is fun. Yeah, so... You know, probably not very PC with the gun culture in America, but anyway.
Moving right along. Yeah, which is probably, you know, the next one is also not very good either when you think about it. So the Cranberries, just so that you know, which their song Zombie, which is about, Neil?
Well, on face value, you'd think Halloween, zombies, you know. We'll put that in there. It's a song about a couple of children that were killed in an IRA bombing, so kind of puts a bit of a downer on things.
It certainly does put a downer, but the part that's really peculiar about this particular song is it's a political song, yes. And Neil doesn't do political songs.
I do.
Do you?
Well, I don't intentionally do political songs, but if they're political, that doesn't rule them out.
Doesn't rule them out. Okay. We'll see. Right. We'll test this theory as we go.
But Zombie, back in its time in the early 90s, it was massive.
Very massive.
Big, angry chords, angry guitar chords, and just turn that shit up and let it just rah in your face.
Yeah. The Irish are good at that.
Yeah.
They really kind of make a song makes you question.
Maybe not Ronan Keating, perhaps.
Maybe not Ronan.
We do love you, Ronan, but completely different to the
Cranberries. Yeah. Dolores
is very different to that. Yeah. Although I'm sure they all know each other.
I'm sure they do too. I wonder if they do.
I think he's dropped Dolores' name at some point on X Factor or The Voice or whatever.
I know everybody, including.
I know everybody Irish.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're coming down to the number two.
Number two.
You cannot have a number two without having the Stones, hey?
That sounded really bad.
So like totally shock jock radio. Hello, coming in at number two, the Rolling Stones.
No, it sounded like you were talking about having a number two.
Oh, that's even funnier. No, sorry.
I've got to say, apart from making... So Sympathy for the Devil
yep.
is the song that we've chosen at number two. My favourite Stones song, I think.
It's just so freaking
cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
And it's sung first person, and it's, hey, I'm the devil, I'm super cool. Remember all that bad shit that I've done throughout history? Let me just, you know, you might remember me from such bad things as, you know, blah, 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 blah. But just a super cool song.
Yeah, The Plague.
Yes, all that.
That sort of stuff. I don't know, I'm just pulling random things out. Just don't give me that look, Neil.
Those ears are making you evil tonight. I don't even know who you are.
Who are you?
So we did have a lot of discussion from numbers sort of 10 to, 15, because we kicked a few out.
Yeah, we did.
But
The number one was... With a bullet.
There was no questions. Absolutely no questions.
Absolutely no questions.
None.
Michael Jackson. The Thriller.
Yeah. Thriller. And I think if you look up, you know, Halloween songs...
It's pretty much everyone's number one.
It's everyone's... There was one list I found at number three. I think they were just trying to be contrary.
They were wrong.
They were just trying to, you know...
They were being stupid and silly.
Oh, and they had some random couple of songs at number one.
They were trying to... We know more songs than Michael Jackson's Thriller.
It failed dismally. This is the number one song because it's just one of the greatest songs in history. And not just because it sold so many records.
Yeah.
It just revolutionized music and music videos.
Yes.
This was a movie that just happened to have a song attached to it.
Incredible
choreography, special effects.
Yeah.
And Vincent Price.
I know, that voice.
I think that was what started me getting into voiceovers too. It was, you know... that whole piece.
Yeah.
I don't know at the time, you know, I was what, 14 years old, 13, 14 years old when this came out. Was it 1984?
I think so.
Yeah, so I was about 14. I didn't know what the funk of 40,000 years was, but I knew it smelled bad.
Yeah, oh, it so smells bad. Yeah.
It was just, yeah. And yeah, that evil laugh at the end of it, yeah, and his eyes turn and you realise, oh my God, your boyfriend's evil too.
Yes. But
the choreography, the way all the choreography changed, so that you had this group and then they suddenly all turned into zombies. Yeah. Oh, it was just brilliant.
It was so
And it
well
was
done.
Revolutionary. It was everything.
Yeah.
Everything fantastic.
Yeah. That's good old Michael for you.
Love you, MJ. Yeah, he didn't do things by halves.
He certainly didn't.
Well, a couple of things later in his career, but.
You know, forgive him for
he
that.
No, he was at his peak.
Absolutely. And that's probably one of the really good things about it, is it absolutely was at his peak. And it had all the elements that you want out of a really damn good song. It was really well constructed. As you said, the video, the voice, you know, it was just brilliant.
Yes.
The dance moves. Can you still do them? Can you?
You know it.
I was trying to remember in the top of my head just then about what the, because I know the Vincent Price thing, but for you know, just because we're being recorded, I cannot remember it.
Darkness like, falls across the land.
Yeah,
the hour is close at hand. Yes.
Yeah, I knew you'd know it.
See, I was almost going to put off doing a podcast tonight because I've had a cold for the last week. And then I thought, hey, it's Halloween. It actually, you know,
it
adds to it.
Plus, you also saw that picture of the horrible It clown, so that probably makes you a little bit more scared as well.
As if clowns weren't creepy enough.
I know. And then
Tim Curry just took
awful.
Them to a place that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just awful. Should we end it there?
End it talking about clowns.
No, let's not end it talking about clowns.
Well, it's Halloween, so we've talked about creepy things.
Yes, we have talked
about
creepy
things. What are you going to be doing for Halloween?
I don't know when.
There's a lot of trick or treating. When is it? It's all right. You've still got quite a few sleeps.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I'm
just going to eat chocolate, and that's kind of the big part of Halloween.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a cousin of my birthday, maybe. So I'll probably give her a buzz.
Okay. Well, we've got our ears to wear now that we'll put
we've
in
got
the
our ears. And bonus ears, because we bought, you know, devil's ears too. So
We've got
bat ears, we've got devil's ears. We've got ears, people.
Yeah, well.
Like you have ears. Oh, my God. That was really bad today. Really bad.
Twevo, please delete that.
All right, so should we talk about next month?
Oh, next month.
Should we move on?
Next month
is a very special month, isn't it? A very, very special month. There's kind of two special months of the year, really.
Mm-hmm.
November is a special month and January is a special month.
Or as I like to call it, Neelvember.
Neelvember. See? That's why it's so special. So what is going to happen in Neelvember? Because it's all about you, Bubby.
When it's our birthday month, we get to choose. I am going to talk about a topic very close to my heart. Musicals. So I am going to try, out of the 20 bazillion songs I know from musicals, to pick a top 10. And I'll have to think of some criteria and we'll share the criteria, but I think it's got to be in terms of rules.
Yes.
In terms of impact and how well the songs are written and what they mean in terms of the storyline.
Yes.
There's all sorts of
Because
things
we all
there.
Know they have to advance the storyline,
otherwise
it's
not
a
musical.
Musical.
Thank you.
Been so schooled by Neil.
I know. That's okay. You're welcome.
I feel like I've grown.
That's
I feel
good.
Like I've grown.
I think we've all grown a little bit. Thank you, everyone. You have grown bat ears. Lovely having you with us again.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. See you next month.
Oh, sorry. That was a bit rude, wasn't it? It's kind of like, see, I'm out of here.
Slam the door. Thank
see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.